Back to the KODY studio for more Mugs in the Morning with Tristan Winder, only on KODY 1240 AM, 106.1 FM.
And welcome back inside the studio, joined right alongside Rick Windham here on your fantastic Monday, April 19th. As always, Mugs of the Morning presented to you by Shelter Insurance agents Brent Rogo, Pete Bolts, and Bo Widd. Community strong all day long. Going back to the KODY phone lines now, as we have Sean Jacobs, the morning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service of North Platte, joining us. And Sean, before we preview this week's forecast, last week, a little bit of precipitation coming our way, even in the form of snow.
Yeah, wasn't it wonderful, actually? I love this time of year, first and foremost. You know, you can have 70 degrees, you know, 1 minute, and then snow, accumulating snow the next. But, you know, we saw across the area anywhere from as much as 2 to 4 inches, and even locally higher, you know, across Lincoln County. So it was a really, really good snowfall. Like you mentioned, some beneficial moisture with the system. You know, not at about close to a quarter, but it is maybe a little higher, a little less than others, but we'll take the moisture right now, and it was neat to see it as snow. And also, what's neat is it didn't stick around very long because the sun angle is getting so high this time of year that as soon as that sun started to rise, even though it was snowing too much in the morning, it was melting as fast as it was coming down. So, at least we didn't have to deal with it, you know, much on the roads or on those, you know, surfaces that made it slick.
Now, my handy-dandy little weather app on my phone says we might have some snow today. What do you think of that one?
I would agree. I would agree. We're watching a band of snow that's currently across northern Nebraska right now. And I'll tell you, you know, there are some areas in northern Cherry County, like Valentine, that overnight received as much as 7-8 inches of snow. Very efficient snowmaker, this little system that's coming through. As the day progresses, we're going to see that band of snow start to shift and refocus southward. So, you know, we can see some wintry mixed precipitation, through today and into the afternoon. But I really believe our greatest chances of seeing snow or precipitation will occur late this afternoon and this evening into the overnight. Right now, I think the heaviest accumulations will be south of us, and there'll be a fairly sharp gradient where those accumulations will be. But we can't rule out, you know, snow on the order of an inch or two over portions of Lincoln County as the system works its way south. Once we get past tonight, you know, our chances of precipitation really decrease once again. There could be some light precipitation once again tomorrow or tomorrow night, and then again later in the week. But really, this is our next best shot at accumulating precipitation.
And precipitation today, Sean, that's going to be mostly in the form of snow. Is that likely true this evening and into the extended part of the work week?
That is correct. You know, it'll mostly be snow. However, temperatures are going to be just warm enough that we could see a wintry mix this afternoon here in North Platte. So that mix, you know, the little ice pellets or rain or some snow. But we're not anticipating any significant icing or anything like that with temperatures, ground temperatures anticipated to climb above freezing. And then later in the week, well, tomorrow, it could be some showers, maybe some light snow showers. And then again, later this week, a chance of rain or snow. Yet again, those are just slight chances right now.
Okay.
Not very high chances.
In terms of drought conditions, Sean, obviously last week's snow and any we may get in the near future definitely helps, but probably doesn't make that big of an impact on the drought conditions, I would imagine, with the small amounts we've received so far.
Yeah, and unfortunately not. You hit it on the head there. This is typically, we're heading into some of our wettest months out of the year. And even though we are getting some moisture, we're still at significant deficits. If you look at the large scale, the last 12 months, let's say, we had some, it's been about a month ago, but really good precip that helped. But, when you're expected to get good precipitation, you know, it just basically helps. It doesn't alleviate much in the way of drought. So we're really going to pay attention to those dry conditions heading forward, you know, this spring and into early summer, just to see how that translates. the pattern that we're in. Now, there's a lot of different climatic patterns or climate patterns that dictate, you know, how our springs and summers are going to be here in west central Nebraska. And unfortunately, there's really no strong signals to suggest either way, you know, what, you know, which one would dominate over the other. But what we're seeing, at least looking long term, is as we start to transition from a La Nina pattern to more of a neutral pattern here across the area, it looks like it's going to be a warmer and drier summer. It looks like that's how it's going to manifest. So it really has our attention going forward. That's not to say that we're not going to see precipitation. We certainly will, but over the long term, it looks like it's going to be a little warmer and drier, which would lead us to some concerns about, you know, fire weather concerns and, of course, you know, hot and dry temperatures heading into the warm months. You know, me, I love going outside and love spending time outdoors. So I pay attention to, like, upstream snowpacks, you know, Wyoming and Colorado, to see how they're doing, because that's going to, you know, at least have some, will contribute some to our reservoir storage here in southwest and western Nebraska. And even looking out west in the Rockies, our source region, unfortunately, a lot of those areas are down from this time last year and, you know, are you know, not where they should be at. So, you know, the signs are pointing to maybe a little more drought, you know, expanding or continuing through this summer.
Awesome. Sean, anything else you'd like to add this morning, sir?
You know, since we're talking about dry conditions, I was thinking about this morning. Have you all ever heard, well, I'm sure you've watched, you know, moths as they fly right into a light repeatedly over and over and over. You know, the moth effect, you know, that they're attracted to bright lights.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading from some weather service offices down in Phoenix, Arizona, where they have a lot of dust storms in their area. They're alerting their folks down there about the dangers of the moth effect when you're driving. And so I was reading about this, and it makes sense. During dust storms, they get significant dust storms down there. They suggest people, when you pull up the side of the road, to turn off your lights in a dust storm, all your car lights, and take your foot off the brake. And to me, that's counterintuitive because, you know, I think to myself, well, you know, you'd want those lights on in a dust storm, because then, you know, people will know where you're at.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I guess the studies are showing that when you pull off the side of the road, that it draws people, if they see those lights and those dust storms, it draws people to you, and they end up getting wrecks on the sides of the road where people are pulled off safely. So I just found that interesting. Hope you don't mind me sharing that. But, you know, if we were to have a significant dust storm where you felt that you needed to pull off the road, you know, because you could not see, the best advice would be to turn off your vehicle and make sure that you do not have those external lights either flashing or your foot on the light, because you could be putting yourself at greater risk.
Yeah. Oh, it makes sense when you think about it, but I've never thought too much about it.
You know, and thankfully we don't have to deal with that all too often, but you know, I better knock on some wood, because you know, we all have read those stories about the dust storms here in the you know, the 30s here in our area.
Oh yeah,
very dust bowl. So,
yeah, the dust bowl days.
We definitely can get them around here.
So. Yeah, it's definitely possible.
For sure. And one last thing, you know, we get through a little bit of the cooler temperatures this week, but by Sunday of next week, or even Fridays and Saturday, we're going to be close to normal. And Sunday temperatures back in the 70s. So it'll feel pretty good, at least for a couple of days this coming weekend.
Very good.
Sean, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to talking to you again next Monday, sir.
You betcha. Hey, I appreciate it, and y'all take care.
You too, Sean.
Bye.
That again is Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist with the National Weather Service of North Platte, joining us here on Husker Radio's KODY and Mugs in the Morning. Time for another quick break here on Mugs in the Morning. We'll continue the local conversation next.